And it looks like I'm gonna have to climb, 'cause I ain't got no other way around it, and I don't have no wings for it.
Well, welcome to the wonderful world of live radio. We've lost our satellite. We lost our guests for a moment. I think we have them back. It's 20 minutes to 8. I'm pretty sure of that, Kai. Yeah, we. But let's see if they're both on the line with us this morning. We're going to be speaking with Chia Sakabaria from the University of Oklahoma and also Aaron Fox from Columbia. They were up here on November 20th regarding repatriation of some historic barrel music dating back to 1946. And then after we interviewed them, they spent about a week here meeting with people, watching dances, listening to songs. And now we're going to find out what they learned and where do we go from here. So, good morning, Chia. Good morning, Aaron, I hope.
Good morning.
Good morning, Earl.
You're here.
Good morning, DeBarrow.
You're here. All right.
I'm here. Chia, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Earl, looks like it worked.
Arriga.
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 Arriga. Well, how about all three at once on three? One, two, three. Arriga. Oops, you missed it.
Arriga.
Arriga.
Remind us briefly what we mean when we talk about a historic music collection from Barrow.
Yeah, let me say a few words about it that didn't catch us on your show last 2 weeks ago or didn't meet us while we were up there, and I'm sure that's a lot of people, especially not just folks in Barrow. In 1946, a music collector named Laura Bolton, a very important music collector, made a trip to Barrow for about a week in the late fall, where she recorded about 80-something songs, mostly featuring a group of 5, 6, maybe 7 men, adult men, and a few songs featuring a group of small school children, about 4 songs, maybe 6, 7, 8-year-old children. 3 years ago, Chia Sakakibara, who's on the other line there, contacted me about her own research in Barrow and asked me if I knew about these songs. I went and looked them up and discovered that, yes, indeed, they were in our archive at Columbia University, and that I asked Chia, and she agreed to help us find the descendants of those singers. 2.5 years later, we've identified many, many descendants of those singers in the community. And so this fall, I called Chia up and said we've had a lot of contact through Chia and through email and so forth with folks there. I wanted to come up and visit. So that's why a couple weeks ago, she and I were there for a week, and we did a whole ton of stuff, some of which you just mentioned. But what? That's the backstory here. What I want to do is get these recordings, the ownership of these recordings, back to the community in Barrow and back to the Inupiat people, and that's the first part of this project.
What were your main activities, and what did you learn?
Well, so many things, and I think maybe we want to start off by just thanking especially some of the people who helped us learn all those things before we even answer that question. So maybe I'll throw it over to Chia and let her do the Kuniakpak routine. Chia?
Okay, Kuniakpak, Aaron. Good morning. Uvalata from Oklahoma and New York City. We would like to express our gratitude to the Barrow community, descendants of singers and friends who were instrumental in the initiation of our collaborative repatriation process. Thank you, everyone. Special Kuniakpak for Wari Matumiak, Kenny Tuvak, Vernon and Isabel Eavgak and Tagayogumu Dance Group, Tani Akpik, Jana Hacherik, Molly Hobson, Roy and Flossie Nagayak, Ernest Nagayak, Jeffrey and Julia Kayak Sr., May and Kiowak Agayak, Maddie Jo Agayak, Lucy and Peacock, Molly, John William, Baby Pamiak, Caden, the spirit of the late Pamiak Elavgak, Susie and John Oyagak, Martha and John David, Ikon and Lonnie, Kayana and Nolan James, Paul and Katie Kignak, Tommy and Justin, Rex Okagok Sr. and Jr., Tommy Uliman, Felicia Sage, Joe Sage, Michael Jeffrey, Edith Nagayak, Beverly Hugo, Riley Sikayunak, Eileen and Richard Glenn, Ju Exi, Russell Snyder, Ramona Tuckfield, Ora Elavgak, Josiah Pakotak, Nanuk Josiah, Mary and Joe Sage, Hugh Levitt, Sid Hands, Leslie Pierce, Robert Sudam, Guilford Mongayak, Harry Brava Jr., Maro Akuchuk, Etta Fournier, Roberta J. Levitt, Lillian Nagayak, Ruth Aiken, Mary and Georgia Kiviana, Darlene and Jacob Kagak and Baby Carmen, Josie and Frida Kayak, Chris and Earl Finkler, Nuna and Abu, Doreen Simmons, Herman and Mark Aswak, Mayor Edward Ita, and Barrow Arctic Science Consortium, BASC, especially Executive Director Glenn Sheehan, Louis Brower, Brett Heaston, Noak Acker, and Brian Thomas, and Alice Drake, and many, many more. Arigaha,
yeah,
everyone.
Absolutely.
A heartfelt kwenakupak. Thank you for making Barrow home for us. Let me turn this over to Aaron.
Great job, Chia.
Okay, well, Chia's long list, Earl, gives you some indication. And let me just add my thanks to all those people in Heritage Center, where we gave a talk and did some discussions of this project. But I think Chia's list there gives you some sense of just what a wonderful week we had there, and how many people we met and interviewed and talked with over the course of that week. So would you like, shall I tell you some of the things we did?
Well, I want to get to one thing you mentioned when we were getting ready for this interview. You said you were impressed how important the music is to young people and how it's mixed in with more contemporary music.
Yeah, let me say a few words about that. I have to say, first of all, you know, that in my life as a parent and an adult, I've rarely seen a community that has invested so much of its resources and its emotional energy in its young people, and I was very moved by that and very impressed by that. The schools were so beautiful, and the focus of the educators on keeping the Inupiaq language and culture and ways of living alive was just very moving to me. Examples of that were myriad. We talked in both a middle school and a high school. In both places, we played some of the songs and talked about the names of the singers and some of the things we found out about the recordings. The children were so, in the middle school and the teenagers in the high school were just so open and responsive to our talk. I think Chia would agree with me about that. And even in the case of the young kids, we're singing along with some of the songs. And that was the first clue I had that really something remarkable had already happened in Barrow just from a couple of years of us sending copies of these CDs up to people we'd identified as descendants. Later the first night, we went to hear the Taki Gimut dancers rehearsing and see them rehearsing. And, you know, to my delight and surprise, there's a room full of 50 young people, mostly teenagers and children, and all of them working just with fierce dedication on mastering a repertoire that comes off of these CDs, the songs of their grandfathers, and the investment of teenagers in making sure the young children learn the dances, and of elders in their pride for this group and its success at the World Eskimo Olympics doing this repertoire and at the Alaska Native Federation. So that was the next clue. The next clue also was in the high school, seeing kids, with songs from these recordings on their iPods mixed in with the hip hop and the rock and roll. So it was just one thing after another where it struck me I had not understood before making this trip, just how much these songs meant to people, and especially how much they meant for the continued effort to keep alive the language and the culture and the musical traditions of the community.
Wonderful. And you were going to talk a little more about your impressions, or we want to get to where does this go from here, too? What happens now?
Well, one thing we did, we thought we would come up and interview a few elders and get some basic context that's missing from the notes that Laura Bolton took when she made the recordings in 1946. For example, we didn't really have very good translations or song titles or, in many cases, information about the singers or where the songs came from. So we set out, to arrange some interviews with elders who would be experts in these questions. And the first of those interviews was with a man named Warren Matumiak. That interview ended up lasting 10 hours altogether over the course of several days. And the amount of information that Warren was able to add to our understanding of these recordings, which we were able to record for the future use of the community when using these recordings in the future, was so extraordinary that we barely did anything else in terms of that project of interviewing elders with expert knowledge. So, where do we want to go next? I was so impressed by Warren's knowledge and contribution that I'd like to do 15, 20, interviews with as many elders as possible, who might also be able to add the kind of depth of context that Warren was able to add to these recordings, so that these elder interviews will become part of the collection and part of the resource that this collection will be for the future of the community. And, Chi, I don't know if you want to add something to that, but please go ahead.
Chia, are you there? Are you with us?
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Sorry, I temporarily lost my connection.
Like to...
Well, Aaron,
go ahead. I was just talking about interviewing Warren and how we'd like to continue to interview elders with his depth of knowledge about the music that we're trying to return here.
Well,
could we talk about
we
our future
again.
Plan of visiting, going back
it's
to Barrow?
Okay. I'll carry on until Chia comes back.
Well, we just about have time for
one
final thought from you, each of you, on where do we go from here, and when will you be back?
Go ahead, Chia.
When we will be back, I will look forward to returning to the Barrow community in March or April, just in time for the wedding preparation, so that I can spend more time with my families and friends, and at the same time, I will look forward to spending more time with elders going over these recordings from the 1940s. And Aaron, would you come with me?
Yes, go ahead, Chia.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chia, I'm sorry. Okay, let me just say that
I'm almost done.
To return in March with Chia. And I also very much
Great.
Look forward to going to New Mexico in April to hear the Dakigimit dancers at the Gathering of Nations, where I understand they're going to perform. And like Chia, I look forward to further interviews with elders and also with young people who are investing their time and energy in this music, and also to formalizing the return of the rights to these recordings to the community.
So a lot of work to be done yet.
Yes, there is.
How can people get more information?
Before I went up there.
Good. Isn't that the way? How can people get more information while they're waiting for your next visit?
You bet. Well, let me give you a couple of things. The first thing is the website of my center, which is called the Center for Ethnomusicology at Columbia University. Our website is ethnocenter.org. That's ethnocenter.org. And if you go there, you'll see on the front page a link for members of the Barrow community to a website. Now, that website is password protected. We're not opening it to the public, and I've given the password out to many people up there. So if you know somebody who met with us during the week we were there, they have the information for logging in. But if you need to get that information, please feel free to send me an email at aaf19@columbia.edu. You can also get that off the same website, ethnocenter.org. Or many of you have Chia's email as well. So if you can't figure out how to get in touch with us, I'll bet you can write to Earl and KBRW, and they'll put you in touch with us as well.
Thanks very much, and good luck with your efforts. Thanks for coming, and we'll look forward to, I believe, March when you're again coming.
We'll hopefully come on with you in March, and thank you, Earl and KBRW, for all you've done to help get the word out about our work.
And our dogs, Avu and Nuna, are waiting for you, Chia.
So much.
Okay. Have a good one.
And I miss everyone in Barrow.
Okay. See you soon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and everybody in Barrow.
Okay. Bye bye for now.
Arigato. Sayonara for now.
That was. We've been speaking with Aaron Fox of Columbia University and Chia Sakabaria from the University of Oklahoma, where she now has her doctorate and is teaching Native Studies at the University of Oklahoma.
Fly.